Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are the famous Gigi Monroe, as well as the famous Shirley Wood and the famous Taquan, all here to talk about this Friday's holiday show called Sleigh Ride. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Is everybody ready for the holidays?
No.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what are you talking about? The show's in 2 days. You have to be ready.
You can be ready for the show, but not ready for the holidays, right? Do you all like this time of year?
Yeah.
Yes. I definitely
wow.
do. Taquan had to think about that for a minute.
If we're talking about the weather, then not so much.
No, but the cheer and the holiday
cheer.
Spirit. Shirley and Taquan, it's the first time you've ever been on a Juno Afternoon. I promise I'll go easy on you, but I definitely have some questions because Gigi is an old friend of the show and has been on many times. But Shirley, let's start with you. How long have you been performing on stage?
I think the first time I performed was in 2002.
Oh, so you're a seasoned pro.
No, I don't know if I'm a pro, but, but every once in a while, usually for fundraisers kind of deal.
And how would you describe your performance style? Who is Shirley Wood?
Shirley Wood's happy and smiley and just excited about everything.
All right. And what does Shirley like to wear?
Bougie. I'm not quite sure. She likes to wear flashy stuff.
Flashy stuff. Nice. Sequins and feathers.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that.
And sometimes a turkey costume.
Oh, yeah, that's happened before.
Oh, wow.
Just saying. Every now and then she kind of pulls out with some crazy wild costume, too. So you never know what you're going to get.
I'm guessing we won't get a turkey on Friday, but maybe something Christmas related. Or...
There'll absolutely be some Christmas stuff going on.
Okay. I'm hoping for some twinkle lights at least. And Taquan, how about you? Who is Taquan? What's your performance style?
My performance style, Taquan's a bad boy.
Oh, yeah.
He has a lot of money. He's a player.
Wow. Who got you into this or what got you into this?
Well, I'm a fashion designer. So I've kind of always been making costumes. I make costumes for a few performers here in town when they go on stage. And actually, Luke the Duke of Bell got me convinced to dress up in drag. So,
and how long have you been performing on stage?
About 2 years.
Oh, well, kind of a newbie. But I've seen you, and you look like a total pro.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Shirley, how about you? Who or what got you into doing this?
When I was younger, I hung out at Mad Myrna's in Anchorage, and one day somebody asked me if I wanted to do it, and I did.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
And Gigi, I don't know if I've ever asked you who or what ever inspired you to be a drag queen.
Well, actually, kind of like Shirley, I hung out at this drag club in Boston, and I actually ran the spotlight for a while. And then I just loved the shows. I loved being around all that great energy and all the queens. There weren't any kings at that time, but all the queens, I just totally loved it. And I knew at one point I would do drag somehow, but I didn't really know when. And later when I moved to Atlanta, I became friends with a makeup artist who was really, really talented and offered to put me in drag for the first time for a fundraiser. So that was my first time, and that was in 2003, so about when Shirley started.
You guys couldn't be contained backstage.
No.
Had
Not
to get
all.
Out in the spotlight. Well, tell us about the show, starting with the punny name Sleigh Ride.
Well, we always try to have like a little twist to the titles of the show.
And they're all amazing.
That's one of my favorite things to do is like come up with different titles. And so, you know, there's people use the slang sleigh, not S-L-E-I-G-H, but S-L-A-Y, to mean like they're really fabulous or really fierce. And so there's a little twist on the word or the phrase sleigh ride for the holidays. So, in, you know, implying a fabulous time. I guess is what it implies. But it's always a lot of fun. This is our fourth annual holiday show. And the holiday drag show was actually the first thing that we ever did over at the Rendezvous. It's now 3 years ago, started in 2015, and now we're on a monthly schedule. So you can usually see us one Saturday a month, although this week it's on a – or this month it's on a Friday. So definitely set your calendars. Don't miss Friday night. We have two shows, 8 and 10 o'clock, and doors open at 7. So make sure you don't miss us and look for us the day late.
And both shows are different?
Both shows are different, yep. We have a full cast of 11 performers, both drag kings and drag queens, and we have a variety of music. It's not all holiday, but you definitely will hear your holiday favorites. The other half of the music is the top hits of 2018. So we have some really fun, you know, top of the charts hits that we're going to be pulling out, and just to kind of mix things up and give people 31 different performances through the night.
So many.
So it's a lot, but the night flies by. So you're welcome to come for both shows, or just for the early show or the late show. We keep it nice and free flowing at the Rendezvous.
Is one of the shows a little nicer or naughtier than the others?
I don't know. What would you guys say?
It's all naughty.
Yeah. What Taekwon said.
That's true. There is like a little bit of a natural evolution over the night, you know, as people get a little more festive and loosened up. You know, sometimes when I'm planning out the show, I put some of the numbers where the audience might have to focus a little bit better in the beginning. And then, you know, the more party kind of songs toward the end. But yeah, it is all a little bit naughty and fun.
So now that you're on this monthly schedule, Gigi, you're primarily organizing the shows and getting together the performers. How's that? How long have you been doing it, and how's that going?
I think we've been doing it monthly for, I think it's been over a year now.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right to me.
Like a year and a few months. And I don't know, we were on every other month for a while, and it seemed to be going well, and the audiences were consistent, and people seemed to want more. And I really wanted to give the local performers more opportunities to perform. We have like 24 local performers now. So it's a huge group of people. And so now having a monthly show allows them to sort of rotate, you know, maybe they'll perform one month and take the next month off. And, you know, so it's not as difficult to keep up, but it allows a rotating cast, so it's always something different for the audience as well. So it's been really great, and we have great partners at the Rendezvous who help make it all happen. We have an amazing backstage crew. Shout out to Melissa and Jessica, who are always there making sure we get on stage and we don't fall down, and they clean up our dollar bills and zip up dresses and tie corsets and buckle shoes. I mean, it's just amazing what they do. There's a lot to do back there, and they do such a great job. So special thanks to them. Yeah.
And this time there's a fashion show by Bustin' Out Boutique. What's that going to be like?
Oh, yeah. So this is the third time we've asked a local business to partner with us to do a little fashion show in the middle of the drag show. So they're actually working with one of our drag kings, Luke the Duke of Bell. So he'll be performing, and then they'll come out and do a lingerie fashion show of some of their holiday, you know, favorite pieces. And so just to encourage, you know, supporting local businesses and shopping for holiday gifts, if you've got to do that, they're a great place to support.
Yeah, and they got a new location.
They got a new location, that's right, on Front Street.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's really
so
nice.
We love them. And so they're going to do a little collaboration with our drag king and you know, in the style of Victoria's Secret fashion show where there's a singer and then the models come out. And
Hark the Herald Angels.
Yeah. It should be pretty fun. So that'll be right at the end of the first show.
And there's a full list of performers as well as a bunch of information on the Facebook page for this event. Taekwon, apart from yourself, who are you most excited to see perform on Friday?
Well, I haven't seen Shirley Wood perform in quite a while,
Aww.
So I'm excited
Aww.
To see those Christmas hams on the stage.
Shirley Wood, same question. Who are you excited to see perform?
I'm always excited to see Gigi perform.
Yeah, me too.
Aww.
Yeah, How about you, Gigi? Apart from everybody here.
Apart from everybody here, let's see. You know what? I'm really excited for Aquarius Valentine to perform. And you may have seen her. She's been around in the performing circuit for a couple of years now. But you know what? She hates Christmas.
Oh, no.
She's one of those.
So
she is a Grinch, big time. And at first, she didn't want to do the show.
Wow, that's some hate.
So it was like, okay, that's fine. You know, we have like a rotating cast. It's fine, you know. But then we came up with a group number, and I thought she would be perfect for it. So I asked her, you know, will you please just come and do this group number? And she was like, okay, I like that song, so I'll come and do that. And then it was a second group number that we found for her to be in. And then a third one.
Uh-oh.
And then it became, well, why don't you also just do a solo? So now she's in the show. And it was a tough sell, but I think we kind of changed her mind about the holiday show, which is always a lot of fun.
That's good. I mean, not everybody loves Christmas. In fact, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without a couple Grinches and Scrooges around.
This is true. And, you know, I just want to say, we know it's tough in the holiday season for a lot of different reasons, a lot of different people. But we want everybody to come out on Friday night and spend it with us. We're your Juno drag family, and we love everybody. So there's something for everyone in the show. And, you know, we just want to kind of reclaim the holidays back to the festive spirit that they should have.
Now, before we recap the details and ticket information, Shirley Wood, if someone's never been to a drag show, what should they expect?
They should expect to bring dollar bills.
Right. Tipping is encouraged.
Yes, tipping is definitely encouraged, but also just they should expect to hear loud music and see bright sparkle things and, I don't know, have a good time. It's usually a really happy atmosphere.
Yeah, it's quite festive. Any other tips to Kwan for first-timers?
Maybe keep an open mind.
Yeah.
You never know what you might see. We have some pretty talented performers that are very creative, so it can go anywhere.
Gigi, any last thoughts on that?
No. I think they summed it up. That's good. Open mind. Expect to have a good time.
Bring money.
Yes. Cash money is good.
Right. And speaking of that, tickets are available at the door and only at the door, right?
Yep.
It can't be purchased in advance. So just show up and maybe come early because I know this is a popular show.
Yeah. Seating is limited. So you can come as early as 7. And we do take cards at the door. Cash is fine. But we also sell ones at the bar. So if you want to buy $100 in ones to tip the performers, we can absolutely accommodate that.
Gigi has cleaned out all the singles in town.
Sorry, Wells Fargo.
So don't worry about that. You can get your singles there. And the cover gets you in for both shows. So you can pay the cover once and you're good all night. Shirley Wood, Gigi Monroe, and Taquan, thanks so much for being here. And we are going to play you guys out on one of the best Christmas songs I've ever heard for the very first time. Merry Christmas, Mary by RuPaul. And thank you guys so much for being here today.
Thanks, Shelly.
Thanks.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.